Blog Talk Radio.
Shaitan Nirajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina As-Sirata Al-Mustaqim, Sirata Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim, Walidolin, Amin. As he from Allah, from the rejected enemy, Shaitan. Assalamu alaikum. This is your Blog Talk Radio Show message of concern. Excuse me. I said the Al-Fatiha, the opening of the Quran, in Arabic. I can say it in English for those who don't know the Arabic language yet, because I'm sure you'll learn it. Yes, I can learn it in a minute. You'll learn it. My husband's going to help me tonight. He was going to start off, but he was busy sitting up a printer in the back there, so I went on and got started for him. He wants to help me tonight because I am a little bit under the weather, but alhamdulillah, inshallah, I will take up the half, or we can do it together. And he can stand by me with it today, and I can stand by him on his days as well. So we'll do the Arabic for the Al-Fatiha. I mean the English for the Al-Fatiha. With Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way. Way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. I mean, Allah speaks the truth. I see we have a powerful board up already, and that's alhamdulillah. We're glad to know that. I think we're going to be having more people since Ramadan is on us, and since this is the month of Shaban, and I did say that I would be speaking on the month of Shaban, excuse me, it was expected in the month of Shaban, but meanwhile, I want to give, see, that's my throat is kind of scratchy here. I want to give the mic, the phone to Brother Akbar, my husband, so that he can go on and start it off for me. And then I can come back. I want to go on and get myself together here. Assalamu alaikum. And I wanted to say to you, Assalamu alaikum, and thanks for coming on. I did say welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Sunday, March the 13th. And we did daylight saving time. We moved forward 1 hour. And then when the daylight saving time goes away, we'll move back that hour. Okay? So, here he is. He's and my husband right here. Brother Abdullah Akbar, one of the staff of the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. Assalamu alaikum. I'll be back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ila ilaha illallah. Ashadu ila in Muhammad al-Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify again. There is no God but one Allah. He is the creator of this creation that we are planted in us on to test us and see which one of us is worthy of the great reward that has been kept away from us. We thank you for joining us tonight on the Blog Talk Radio Station coming out of California. It's sponsored by Sister Khalab Muhammad Sims School. So we look for these schools to produce the great minds that's going to help run this world. So right now the world is ran by some evil and some corrupt people. And the businessmen are corrupt. And we see the gas prices. We see the injustice. When we go to any court, banking system, whatever system that is, football system bad. It's corrupt. I mean, it's against us only because somebody said color us. And color us with hate. And they color us with hate. So we're here to correct some of that. And we try to correct the world so we all live in this world together. And Jesus said it himself, as long as the truth missing, there won't be no real coming together, no peaceful connection of the mind, because a lie has been told. And we have been chosen to straighten these lies out, because these lies are landing on us worse than anybody else. So we have the opportunity, we have the knowledge, and we have the backing of the Creator himself. Because if Moses and his people received a word from God the way they was treated, we would at least those people know their name and their culture. So we've been treated worse. We don't really know. We just getting our name back, trying to come in some kind of cultural understanding. And we say all praise are due to Allah for that. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk Radio station trying to bring some clarity from all the lies that have been given to us. From the time we got here and to today, the lies that still continue to control us and separate us and divide us up as human beings. And this is what Allah say he created. So we're here tonight. We pray that what we said be some benefit. My name is Brother Abdullah Akbar. I am from Decatur, Georgia. Daya Akbar is from Decatur, Georgia. We're man and wife, husband and wife. And we're here to share in this experience that we have here in this world. And we are one of the co-host workers here on this show. And along with Sujah Muhammad, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, he's a co-host worker here also tonight with us. And we also have Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And we thank him. And we also have Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. So we welcome you to this Sprawl Talk radio station. And the main purpose is to get back what we lost and get ahead of what we are getting ready to do, and that's to remove all of the false image of God out of the world so we can all live on this planet Earth together in peace. Because if we don't, ain't going to be no peace and there won't be no coming together, because the word white will always dominate black. It would always be a better color, because white means pure according to Webster. And mean pure because to Webster. And black would always be inferior, problem maker, evil, and all other things that comes with that, even the black cat, the angel food, the devil food cake, all these, and the white meat, and no, the white meat, the dog meat called lesser than the white meat. Who brought all this racism to us? Who brought all this evil to a mind, a diabolical mind? And it's affecting our children. What they see us do in the environment, it affects them. So we need an environment that won't destroy our children. And the only way we're going to get that environment is we're going to have to produce it ourselves and show these people that we call intelligent people, which there are no more wolf in sheep clothing, how to live their life. Because their job is to make evil seem fair. And that is what happened to their children, and our children, since they're in the same environment, they fall victim to that too. They'll get around the people in the environment, and they'll be coming home and telling you that you don't tell them what to do, although you feeding them 3-4 times a day, buying their clothes. They're using your water and your gas and all other things that you won't be able to tell them what to do. And then when you put your foot down and act like you want to punish one of them, hit one of them, you go into jail, going to the school system that they have set up to straighten you out. Not them, to straighten you out. When you get it wrong, is to come there and lock you up and take away your freedom and cause you to lose your job and lose your home and the good environment that you try to put that child in. Break up the family. That's their job, to break up the family. So we come to you with the facts. The facts is that life caused our children to stray away. Because if our children see the other people in the environment telling their mama what to do, what their daddy, then they're going to come home and try that with you. And they're going to be disappointed, and then they're going to get angry and follow the suggestions of the school. If mama and daddy discipline you, we'll come out there and lock them up. Throw the child in a foster home, where the child gets sexual abused and get mistreated, half-fed. But this is what's coming. That child don't know that. But this is what they are getting ready to go. So many young girls is out on the street because they had good homes, but they left those good homes because they didn't want to be in no kind of structural family life. So they lie, and now many of them punish them. Some of them even get killed out in the streets. They don't make it back home. But we have to explain to our children the road and what it leads to. We have to explain that. So to save our children is to save the world children, because ain't nobody in the world children mess up as much as ours are. But to save them is to save the whole world, children, because we represent the leadership for the world. So all praise are due to Allah, Almighty Allah, the guardian, the evolver, and the sustainer of all the world. The blessing and the peace be upon Muhammad, the messenger of Allah to us all. So the Prophet Muhammad is a message to us and all the world. Allah said everybody he created them Muslim. And they didn't fall from that honorable position that God gave them till they fell into the wrong environment. They fell in an environment to tell them that God came in their image. That environment had messed our Caucasian brothers up, and they'll give that to us, and so that has messed us up as well, because we some people that messed up. We pay people who had messed up, who have no intention of sharing anything with. We pay these people well every time we go in their store. We keep them fat and healthy, and going down the road of destroying us. We give them enough ammunition every time we go into their store that they use back on us to destroy us. So Allah say he's not going to change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. How can we change what's in our heart How can we do that when some of us, we are lighter than the Caucasian people? And when we tell you that they ain't white, you get mad. Because you've been having a little more privileges because of your light skin. So you get mad. Huh? You probably get madder than the Caucasian. The Caucasian people know they're not white. And this is what passed on down to our children. This is why they can't make no progress in the world. They wish they were somebody that they're not. They wish they had the scraggy hair, the king nose, the real pink skin, and not white, it's pink and purple, and pink and red. So I'm here to tell you that we got a job on our hands that we gonna have to do because Allah is given to us. We the found battlefield. Because what you see in us, see what happened to us, we the found, we are taking a stand to get rid of it. And only the followers of the Imam Wahidin Muhammad even interested in doing this. Most of our people think he gonna go away. And they can't see all the progress that they so-called made. Donald Trump came in a matter of days and wiped it out. Showed them how they really feel about you. And they feel that way because they themselves see you as a black person. No care how brown you are, how bright you are, they see you as the problem because you got more and sometimes way more than they got because you earned it. And you earned yours because you had to maneuver through their segregated evil system. You were able to navigate. You were able to talk your way through to a better life or work yourself or get an education to put you in a better life. And they got mad about that. They got angry about that. So we said, that's too bad. But we had to keep going forward. The only way we're going to go forward, we have to work together like they had. They were showing them little ants working together and everything that got in their way, even a snake, a crab, big as a crab here. They pulled that big crab down and tore him apart and took him in there for the queen. A crab, a snake, poison snake. So this what happens when people come together and start working together. They do things like they never thought they could do. And we have the opportunity to do that, to turn whatever we've been lacking in economics and lacking in the material world and skyscrapers and jets and ships in the sea, the fish, all these things we have been coming up last in, God want to make us number one. He want to put us in the top position to have those things. But we have to have faith in our ability. We have to believe that we done earned it, and we have. See, the children of Israel during the time of Moses, they know who they were. And no other people in the world have been on the planet Earth that you can come up with have been put down like we have. Imagine you showed up to the shores of Virginia. You, your mama, and your daddy, and your sisters, and your brothers. And there's a man taking, send your mama up to Arkansas, your daddy to Mississippi, and your sister to South Carolina, and he send you to Georgia. Just imagine all of that, what that would do to you, that your whole family were broken up by evil sorts, beaten, stripped, marred naked, marched almost freezing to death trying to get to the plantation. That's, imagine that. That's what happened to us. They didn't happen to the children of Israel. It never happened to them. So what was done to us, no other people in the history of this world had ever suffered. And don't you see we on the bottom of the top, that's a top hole or whatever. We are on the bottom. Huh? And God want to bring us up. If God bring us up out of that, that will show the world that God is more powerful than anything they can imagine. And God want to bring us out of it. But we can't go come up out of, don't trust and respect the leadership of Imam Warshadeen Muhammad, who Allah has sent to us as a majestic to re-educate us in religion. How to reestablish the religion and reestablish its right in the world. Because most of the religions in this world, Christianity, there ain't no religion. It's a pagan idea. That ain't from Moses or Jesus or no other prophet. It's a pagan idea, and they have messed our Caucasian brothers up. And then they turned around and messed us up with it, gave it to us in an evil form. Jesus died for our sin. And the same people that said that they ain't going down to no courtroom and tell not one jury to somebody 2,000 years ago or last week died for our sin. But we as a people, our people bought into that lie. And look at where we at. We go to the same school that the enemy came up to give us and show you is a school of the enemy. They own everything, and we own all and nothing. Huh? It had produced for them and hadn't produced for us. So we come into that day and time where we wake all the way up, where we see the scheme of Satan. And the Caucasian man had become Satan because he'd been working with Satan. He used the scheme of Satan. He used the scheme and the idea of Almighty God, Allah. He used the scheme of Satan. He was Satan. Now, Elijah Muhammad told me he was a devil. They never did argue with Elijah Muhammad. Because when you study their history and their way they have done things, ain't no other way to call them or describe them as nothing but being under the influence of the devil. Now, and that's very lightly what I said. And that is the truth. They was under the influence. They got to show you a picture of them in a movie or in a magazine or in a play to make you think that they was human. Talk nice, treat each other nice, come to the TV showing you that they are the heroes. John Wayne, Hopalong Cassidy, Superman, Batman. They got to show you all these images to make you think they're all right. Rocky. They couldn't whoop a Muhammad Ali, so they came up with Rocky. They couldn't whoop Joe Frazier or none of the others, so they came up with their own heroes and then called him a hero. Rocky. Non-existent. Don't even exist. That's like Santa Claus to our children. Santa Claus is the hero around the 25th of December because our people take that lie that's been passed down to them and give it to their children. They give it to their children. And that lie is to tell us that a big fat man came down the chimney and delivered our children of toys. Well, we don't even get credit for buying our own children toys on the 25th of December. We all be ashamed of ourselves. Got our people out hiding Easter eggs. Ain't no such thing as an Easter egg. Easter was a prostitute. Huh? And they know that. But they ain't going to come out and tell you that. Hiding Easter eggs. And every time you go with a woman that you are not married to and don't want to marry, you want to hide eggs too. So they got you over a barrel. And you don't see it. Alcohol to make you forget what they've done to you or what finna happen to you or what done happen to you. You've been in prison all your life and they'll mistreat you. The first thing you want to come and get a drink just to forget about it. Then not only get a drink, get you a cigarette with it, and that cigarette is to sick you and put you in bad health and kill you as quick as possible. But they give you all of that and make evil seem fair. So we're here tonight to screen out the lies, the weak ideas, and the wrong thinking they done gave us. So we thank Allah for this precious Blog Talk radio station coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. Huh? So we thank Allah for that. Allah is doing this. And we know the people coming because we are getting ready to advertise on the internet, everywhere. We got flyers that we put out today that we made up, that we left at the masjid. And some of the believers said they was going to come and join us. Huh? Why? Because a Juma is good to have Juma, but you can't ask no questions in Juma. And they're not doing what the prophet suggests for us to do in Juma. The first half, first part of the Juma should be showing, glorifying Allah and the good works of Prophet Muhammad. May God peace and blessing be upon him. The second half should be instructing the people to go into business. Let's build. Let's instruct something. Let's erect something for our children. Look how many children we done lost because we didn't have no facility to bring them to. We didn't have no skating rink, bowling alley, nice basketball courts, and clean places for them to come together and enjoy themselves. We didn't have that. New Medina is a beautiful place with all those farm houses. All them houses got farm, honey. You can go there and get honey, all kind of vegetables. But their children left there. Once their children left there and they went to the bowl and that, or went to a dance, or went to a club, and they was so-called dancing, have fun. Those children were not about to go back to that farmland and let them people tell them how wrong they were for dancing and enjoying themselves, so they didn't even come back. Huh? Yeah, you can build whatever you ain't got nothing built for your children to protect them and show them a good place where they can entertain themselves. You're going to lose your children because this world got all that and more set up to attract your child to it, and then when your child get attracted to it, it'll hold them like glue. So let's wake up and smell the coffee, brothers and sisters. Let's recover our place out in America and make America the first Islamic country in this world, in the atmosphere. Because none of them others are Islamic countries. They might got 30%, 40%, 50%, 90% of the Muslim country, but they ain't no Muslim country. Oh, do you got dictators, kings, and all that? Prophet Muhammad condemned that. He said, you take Shura and Shura on what y'all want. Y'all vote on it. These people don't believe in voting. They believe just like the king. They want a king come there, a person dressed with a, like he come out of the holy city of Mecca with almost look like he got a dress on covered from head to toe. That's what they want. Driving a Mercedes or Cadillac. They don't want no simple man like he, man, driving a Volkswagen. Living on his knees and not above that. They want a man to look like he got a gold chain from his head down all the way down to his toes. We've been messed up by Hollywood and the lifestyle they done showed us. So let's come together. Let's work to change all this ugly picture they done gave us and start working on what Allah has said to us. Allah said, come ye all together and be one. That all of us are brother. We all are the children of Adam. The Caucasian man, the Japanese man, the Arabs, and whoever else. All the people of the world, we are one, should be one people coming from Adam and Eve. We didn't come from no other soul. We ain't come from no gorillas or no trees or no kind of monkey. We came from Almighty God Allah. And we didn't rotate from a monkey all the way to a human being. All these lies that the scientists came up with to give us. So we got a hand up in the queue. So we're going to turn to this hand. And anybody else who want to say anything, please come into the queue and match one, and your phone will be turned on, and you will be able to ask some questions, make comments, and give some suggestions if you choose to. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum. Well, sister, you got it. It's one of your days, too, y'all days. You got it.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to say is that I want to talk about right. And I was going to say is that, you know, I really hear the cry, you know, of the community. And what happened was that the reason why it just happened is because we didn't even know our rights. And they know that we didn't know our rights. And I said, when the last time even we taught our children our rights, and do we know, and how many of us know our community rights? I really don't know, but I know you can get together and the community control what goes on in the community. So I said, that's one thing we need to learn. We need to learn our community rights, and then we need to teach our children this too. And learn our human rights, our civil rights, and the rights of the Constitution of the United States. If we're not going nowhere, if we're going to stay here, then we need to know those rights and teach those to our children. This is why things have happened to us, because we don't even know our rights. And that's what we need to know. And alhamdulillah, because Allah said, as a tafsir, Allah said that He made no superior human being. He gave us all the same. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, as-salam. I agree with you. We need to know our human rights. We know the dog got civil rights. You ain't going to see him throwing no dog down and throwing no dog in the back of a police car. You ain't going to see them shooting no dog down either, because they shot a dog down. They would probably lose their job and probably lose their neighbors, because everybody will come against them for shooting that dog. But to shoot one of us is like that nothing had happened. It was all right. And until we see our value as human beings, this is always going to occur in America. So, yeah, we know we need our rights. A long time ago, if you thought about what's right and you spoke up for them, you might have got lynched. But that is a new day now. Now we should not only just speak up for our rights, but we should demand those from the people that we put in office over us, even though we didn't vote for them. They took an oath to honor the Constitution, protect the Constitution of the United States, and that is what they are not doing. They are not pushing the Constitution and what it stands for every human being in America. So, sister, I'm sure you got something else to say, so I'm going to turn it right back to you and let you continue to talk and say what you need to say. And because we enjoy hearing from mother. We like listening to mother talk. So you got it again, Sister Karan. Sister Karan, as-salamu alaykum.
Oh, what I was going to tell you, that I am all right.
Okay, but Well, tell us something about the planting and some of the things you're doing in the yard, and tell us about the how you manage the children there, and where you at. If you want to, if you don't, we got somebody else, some raised their hand, so we let me turn on their mic. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar. It's Muhammad Sharif.
Assalamu alaikum. I did it loud. But Brother Muhammad, you know, strange, you got it. Let's see it.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. All praise be to Allah. Yeah. I've been around for a little while, you know, and that is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad made us at that time superior. And what I mean by that, he came in with reverse psychology, as you've been saying, and everyone on the was concerned about that image. Well, you know, Elijah Moore came in just in the 1930s. He reversed the psychology, and it was very effective. I mean, we had people coming in to the Nation of Islam from everywhere, every direction, all over. I knew in one area where I was living, right across the street, there was a project there. You know, and few brothers that they got together at Open the Sick and Take and All. But anyway, almost that whole project became Muslim. You know, a lot of people, they just come into the Nation of Islam, talking about Harlem, 16th Street, Temple Number 7. They were coming in from everywhere. Like I said, almost the whole project became Muslim. Then he comes right. He embraced psychology. All we knew is, as y'all been saying for months and months and years, you know, the white man being superior and God and all that. He simply embraced the psychology. He said, no, the black man is God. And no Caucasian anyone disputed him when he was calling him the devil and said, we the gods. And we was going all over America. East to west, north to south, and the black man is God. And the white man didn't have I'm talking about the one, they have a word to say. And that's the way it was. Mm-hmm. Then Imam Muhammad came in. He said, now we're following the same example they were doing, the white man being God, now you're saying the black man is God. So the man came in, he said, I'm straightening out all this. Brought some life is not a prophet Muhammad in the Quran. Let's know the white man not God, the black man not God. Allah, the creator of all of us and everything. And that straighten us up. Straighten up the crazy white man, straighten up the crazy black man, got us all straight. Then we came to the Quran, the life is not a prophet Muhammad. And now we're in step with the rest of the Muslim world. Those in China, Japan, France, England, everywhere. The whole world is in the right step now. The Quran and life example of Prophet Muhammad. You know what? Some of you have said about getting what back what we lost. Now in 1997, when the man introduced us to Kier Lubick and the Folklore. I was there that day, and then we just saw all these Europeans coming into Temple Number 7, Master Malcolm Shabazz. I mean, you just couldn't look something in their cars and look in the windows open. Who are these, all these Europeans coming into Temple Number 7, Malcolm Shabazz? And that's when the man, when he introduced us to the Folklore, he said, they have something we lost. You know, he's speaking about getting back something we lost. He said, they have some that we lost, and that's love. We totally embrace the folklore. We have something that we lost, and that's love. And we start getting it back. I started scribing to that magazine. Matter of fact, I just got the latest one a few days ago. And now I'm looking at the Muslim Journal. New one. Volume 22, February 25th, 19th through the 25th. On the front page, John Yahya Welch. Got a picture of John, his wife there, Imam Muhammad, and John Welch. It says, celebrating the life of an interfaith folklore brother. So everybody, and wherever you are, get this copy of the paper. So we are, praise be to Allah, we're on the right track. And this journal, everybody should be getting the journal. I'm sure we can't make anybody do anything. For those that get it, scribe through it or pick it up wherever they can get it, stay with the Muslim Journal. It's keeping us up to date. Like I said, this issue, John Yahya Welch, this is European. The article explains, well, I'll just wait and I'll just go to the centerfold. In the centerfold there, page 15, has a picture saying, Imam Dabadeen Mohammed. We already know this because we got it. The dynamic, can't think of exactly, four books. The dynamic African-American soul, something like that. I'm getting be correct. But anyway, that came out a few years ago, four volumes. But this issue of the Muslim Journal writing in page 15, that Imam W.D. Muhammad speaks on the top. Since with Paul Simon, Alan Dixon, and Orrin Hatch. Your father remarks to Imam W.D. Muhammad's invocation on the floor of the U.S. Senate, February 6, 1992. Got a picture of the man here. In the sentence is Alan Dixon, Orrin Hatch, and Paul Simon. Read what they said about the man. Those that have over four books I'm speaking about, Dynamic Soul, we have in common, something like that. But I'll correct that later on if somebody else can know exactly those four books. Get this paper and continue to support the Muslim Journal. Thank you for taking these comments, Brother Akbar. Are you still there? Brother Akbar?
Bringing out history. That's what we need to keep in.
Right. And on page, I'm coming to it right now, the same issue. And this paper got a picture on page 18.
Mm-hmm.
Muslim Journal Forum over condolences to the family of Brother James Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
You remember Brother James Muhammad?
I remember him, yes, sir.
Remember him, Southern Muslim General. Oh, yeah, so James Muhammad. So Aisha wrote the article. Yeah, he was definitely a Dawa man. You saw him with Southern Muslim General, all the conventions and everywhere. He moved all around the Texas area, Chicago, everywhere. James Muhammad.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Please leave your message.
Did someone just say something?
Sorry, no, sir. Go ahead. You got it. Yes, sir. We listening.
Okay, so I guess I'll end there. I guess But others may have some comments on something.
No, sir, we listen to what you said about Jane Muhammad. Yes, sir, we listening. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. All right, so like I said, let's try to get more income. And also, matter of fact, Imam Michael Sahir in Indianapolis, Indiana, he's been meeting with the Focalari, a group they've been going since we met the Focalari group in 1997. They've been meeting every week or every month at a restaurant. So maybe we can invite Michael Sahir on Words Make People. I mean, right here where we're speaking about our domestic concerns, invite him and tell us something about his relationship with our relationship with the Focalari and how they've been meeting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Invite him to come on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're doing the same thing in the New York area. Yeah, we should meet the Focalari every month at one of their homes. So, like the ma'am told us, they have something that we lost and that we love. And we're getting it. And so we got a lot to be thankful for. Praise be to Allah. We got a lot to thank for Imam Bebedi Mohammed.
All right, bro. They sure have love. We got to sure get that.
Right. So, okay, I'll hear my comments there. And thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak on the medicine concern.
We honored. We thank you for coming on, Brother Mohammed. We thank you. We're honored to have you on it. And there's others that you spoke about. They want to come, invite them to come on. They got a platform. They come in. We let them talk. So thank you so very much. We thank you and your lovely wife, and we appreciate you. And me, I got your pictures and mine that I took when I was there in where you come from, Dyer?
Tennessee.
Huh? No, the other place. When we went there to the haunt, we had the rum dum section there. Now we had the convention
it was the convention.
Yeah, the convention. We had the
New York.
New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey.
Somerset.
Yeah, Sunset. Yeah, Somerset. Yeah. Yeah. So I got your picture on you and I. That I took in my computer room. So thank you. We thank you so much. Anytime you want to say that, just raise your hand like you did today. I'm doing a lot.
All
thank
right.
you for that.
Oh, yeah, you're quite welcome. Give your best to society. I heard her in the background. Yeah, she's a doctor, too. I just heard one of the parents say she was making them how she came to Newark and Messier than Clara Muhammad School, teaching all that.
Yes.
Yeah, you got a dawah sister there with you, brother.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, assalamu
alaikum. Well, assalam.
Yes, sir, Sharifa, the greetings from me.
So we thank Allah for all the good brothers that come down here. That's working, have worked, and still working in the community. Anytime they're called on, they got something to say, they're working in the community. They help raise the level of the conscience of this religion that so many people are like, they don't know, but they know. And I'm sure many of them don't come this way because it's some bad thing they had to put down. And they always say, as soon as I get myself together, I will be there. And they don't know that some of them never get themselves together. And the time run out. So we pray that Allah, that what we're doing here be some benefit for the whole world. Because hatred, being a hater, will not get you in paradise. Allah tell you that we have to love for our brother and our sister what we love for ourselves. And we will never get to paradise until we do. We know our Caucasian brother made a great mistake, but Imam said they just got out of dungeons. They didn't know nothing. They just got out of dungeons. And they were told they can get their freedom if they come here, and that's what they did. They came here to really be able to worship in the way they thought, I mean, the way they wanted to. They were being oppressed in the homeland of England and where they were. So they came here, but they started off on the, ma'am, they started off on the wrong foot. They started off on the left foot. Wanted to enslave somebody, want people to work for them for nothing after the scripture told them not to do it. So they had to put up barriers. And one of the barriers, they had to say that we was born to serve them. They had to come up with all kind of schemes and all kind of language just to feel comfortable in what they were doing to us. And Pharaoh, and the story of Pharaoh wasn't that far away. I know they read about Pharaoh and what he did to Moses' people. And they turned out to did something even worse than Pharaoh done. So why not? But we thank God we're not going to send somebody to us to get us out of that situation. And they know it was coming, but they enjoyed their lovely, that luscious life. Did whatever they want to, work people and kill them and beat them, whatever. They got ready. They did whatever they want to, like they did with the chicken and the hogs and the cow. And they treated us worse than they did. But Allah said, whatever they did or whatever you do in this world, it is determined when God put you in the next world. So they didn't get away with it. So we can't get away with it. If we tried, they didn't get away with it. I tell all of them, I tell many of them, you didn't get no golf course for, and you know they love the golf course. They love to get on that golf course hitting that little ball. But they won't see no golf course where they going because they didn't earn no golf course. They earned the wrath of the creator of his creation. And we all are the creation of the one God. Proper name is Allah. So we thank Allah for this opportunity again to come before you. We enjoy Brother Muhammad and Sister Quran and what they have shared with us tonight. Like you said, we got to teach our children about freedom and teach them about being free and being responsible. And then we, at the same time, we got to get them all them things that they need. You know, we pay our tax money to people and get nothing back in return. But, you know, ain't nothing wrong with paying taxes. We need to get something back from everybody else getting things and getting their neighborhood fixed up from the house tax money for their tax money and the house tax money as well. And we realize we paying more taxes than anybody.
What is it?
Huh?
What?
Because they brought us here not to make us equal, but make us a servant to them. So that's why. You want to say a few things? Daddy, you want to read something? Huh? Huh? You don't know reading nothing? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see Brother Suja done got on. So I know he going to match one and come into the queue. And we want to turn this mic on and hear what we got to say. We thank Brother Muhammad. We thank Sister. We thank the Sister Quran for coming on and sharing what she was thinking about, what she was feeling about with us. We thank her for that. So Brother Suja, he turned his mic on, and quite natural. We going to bring him in. Oh, he's already on. As-salamu alaykum. I didn't get a chance. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja. Man, mic on. As-salamu alaykum. Oh.
Walaykum as-salam.
Oh, brother, well, they got some left. Brother Suja went off, huh? Okay.
No, he's not. No, he's, He's not available.
Huh? He said what now?
He's not available.
Oh, okay. I thought I seen him in the crew. Must have been somebody else. Okay. I'm doing it out. So we here on the Bob Talk radio station. Let me read something else from our Quran and from my leader, from the Majestic. Our leader, Imam Wajidin Muhammad, we have left us so much that, man, we can't count the blessings that he have left with us, you know, like any good leader. But Imam Wajidin Muhammad was an extraordinary leader, you know, for he was given to us at a time that we should not need it. Leadership. So Imam said in this paper, he said, the freedom movement of life. In the Muslim Journal, and this paper came out in June the 29th, 2016. Now I'm going to start from the middle way. And Imam said, this is the struggle. You want dignity? You want to dignify your race by simply wearing a big Afro or dashiki? You made the racist wonder what's wrong with us. You make them other wrong, the other wonder too. They all said, why do they go to that extreme? If you go to Africa, you cannot find a bush bastic of hair on an African head. But come to America, you will find African America a big bag full of, a basket full of hair on their heads. You can look all over Africa, it's hard to find a man with long hair. They won't put that. They won't put the time and the money and the product into this, into the city, and the town, and on their farm. They need time to produce economic and political and otherwise. They cannot spend all their time walking on an Afro, wearing an Afro, but. We will tie our time up because we still think that the slave, that the Caucasian slave master created, he created a slave that was artificial, that did not have any real pressure on the natural history of reality. How, he said, you can yet to find your presence in the natural history, and realize you should still look for an artificial identity. And you are to understand that the term is limited and the power of convenience, which your means. You say you want racial dignity, as long as you know that you mean that you expression is good, but once you lose your grip on what you mean by racial identity. So, remember that we got a problem, a racial identity, wishing that we were somebody that we cannot be. So we have to change this. Come together, put down the petty idea, and realize that it's time for us to build our community. I went to the masjid today, and they were talking about community and building the community. You will never have you always have an unstable community when everybody else stays 10 and 15, 20 miles away. Prophet Muhammad brought, may God peace and blessing be upon him, he brought his community together where they stayed right next to each other, across from each other, on the right or the left of each other, and they worked together. They worked together. They ate together. They did things together. They showed love to each other. And we will never get that. You stay 5 miles, I stay 10, and we see each other on just on a chuma, like we are Christians, a Christian religion. This is not a Christian religion. This is a religion that's above and supposed to be beyond all other religions on top of them. As we show the people how we're supposed to be one in unity with each other. And it shouldn't matter how we look. The real you is on the inside. You can't even see that. But you can see the result of the evidence on how you feel coming from the inside out. So let's work on that. Let's work on that. Dahlia, you got something else you want to say? You want to read something? And hold on, you know, you want to say something about the business and the children and how we supposed to react to the children? You want to read something about in the Sakala? Dahlia? You want to read something about in the Sakala? You want to say anything? I see you wrote something down. You want to respond to that? Huh? Say, what's that name? Say, huh? I don't want to know.
Right now,
I've
got a
patient
in compulsive
illness. You wrote down some things you want to discuss?
Give me 10 minutes, an hour.
Okay, give you 10 minutes. Okay. Give her 10 minutes. You're going to be ready to share some of the things she wrote down. Alhamdulillah. I want to take all of your show. So praise be to Allah, the Lord, chair, sustainer of all the world. And we've been witness again that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal of the prophet. There's no more prophet to come. God has sent his last prophet. And that ink is dry, and everything he said and did is dry and ready for us to read and understand it so we can keep our life intact. So we can keep our life from going in the right direction. Because all praise is due to Allah. It's due to Allah, all praises. It's due to the creator of this creation. We had showed us enough love to plant us here on this earth to test us and put us with all these ungodly people that we see every day that we got to live with and work around. So we are happy that we are human beings, that we are people that believe in one God. We believe in the final revelation, and we said the final revelation is Al-Quran, the book that came to clear up the mess from the other book that been tampered with. We know they've been tampered with because God will never tell no man if somebody hits you on the right side, give me left side. That ain't no, that don't God would never say that. God would never pick a man that's going to send his friends out to die so he can get his wife. All these lies they said and gave to the prophet. Noah got cursed, and his son got cursed because his son laughed at him naked, and he done supposed to have sex with his son. All this ignorance, foolishness, although they show you a man of good standing, but they come back and crucify him with a lie that he laid with his son. He cursed his son. And we are the children of that son. And we were supposed to be given to the people so they can misuse us. So we see we got another person in the queue. Mike wants to say something. I believe it's Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And so we're going to see what he got to say. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Well,
yeah,
wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought I go. Yeah, this phone. Alhamdulillah. Udu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we thank Allah for those of you in the queue and out of the queue. I really didn't have much to say except, as always, you know, what, like you said in the Bible, what good is it to establish, paraphrasing, any and all other communities that came before? What is the purpose of reestablishing them? And then we lose the community of Al-Islam. We have to weigh that statement. What good is it to do us for us to save all the other communities and lose Al-Islam? Very, very, very serious situation, because that's one of the schemes of the shaitan. He has, every time Allah gives us a mercy or gives us something to help us be the best that he created us to be when we are falling short, shaitan always comes up with a scheme to try to make us get us involved with other people's way of life that they have chosen and perfected, and in their own way getting the best out of it, because that's the way they like to do it. You know, some people just like to be a haram, you know, like Allah tells us sometimes in that hadith where brother keep coming to him with, in Quran and ask him for praying. We had to be mindful that we don't fall victim to those schemes. And again, you know, this being the day for the children, we want to make sure that we keep this type of psychological seduction out of their minds, to where they think that they have to be holden, or if they, before they can even do something for themselves, they got to make sure of this and make sure of that, you know, because they don't get a complete message. We know Allah tells us how to, the best amongst you, the one who's most useful to his people, but Allah still tells all of us, save your soul first. The best thing you can do for anybody is to hear and obey his word and use it in a disciplined way and live it, to where it's really saving you from all the schemes of the shaitan that he shit at us. We just tell him no. And that in return is one of the best things that Allah said we can do for our fellow human being, is to save our own soul first by hearing him and obeying the Creator. And then tell him who the Creator is. And tell them the way of life out of all the lives and all the history they've seen of all people on this earth, especially the prophets and the messengers of Almighty God Allah. And to see them in the fullness of the prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to just hear and obey. I have no doubt that the word of Almighty God Allah will save each and every one of us, not only from the fire, but all this hell and the schemes of the shaitan, the mistreatment of one another, or letting someone else mistreat you. All that stuff is in the past, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. But we have to make sure that our children see and be taught that, and giving them the logic, the science, the mathematical proof that if they don't do that, they're going to pay a price and become a part of the hell that they're trying to duck by trying to save other people and things that I've already made their mind they don't want to be saved. But if there's any hope for them, and Allah say there is, it's how they see us give our will and put our will in the will of Allah and keep it there as much as we humanly possibly can. And whenever we slip, you know, and our will gets out of the will of Allah, they see us stop and make rakab, make salat. May Salah and bow our head down and ask Allah to please reconnect us back into your will. And that moment while we are in that state of loss, they can see that, hey, it happens to us too, because we ain't perfect. You know, but they see that we don't hesitate to try to get this hell up off of us and get back to the refuge of Almighty God Allah. You know, and then come back out fighting in the perimeter that Allah gives us to fight in, and come back and put the shaitan on the run, inshallah. Our children are very, very important to us, and we thank Allah that every day we talk it, but we really begin to realize it more and more. And one of the greatest things we can do now is start learning how to get our children involved in business on the real side. They're graduating every day with degrees in agriculture, degrees in steel making, degree in science. And we have no place for them to build and support their worship to Almighty God Allah in their minds at that time. They're very vulnerable, because we don't have no, like I said, we haven't circled the wagons around them. They don't have no universal circle of protection that Allah has given us in the life of Al-Islam. And they always got somebody trying to creep in and creep out and pull them out, talk them out, talk us out. Anybody, shaitan that he can get with our brothers and sisters. Who in their heart, they know that they're wrong for trying to be hypocritical to us and give them gaze into something that they're catching hell about themselves. But right now they don't know that deep, because they don't see that we are, they think we're making the same prayers that we making, and Almighty God ain't answering them like the gods they believe in. See, they know their gods don't answer their prayers. It's in Papa, and we are beginning to realize ourselves, too. What kind of prayers are we making to where we don't see this thing coming together the way it was given us to us when we said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Dar Rasulullah. Allah gave us everything we need, gave us the free mind, free spirit, free most, we was free. And then all of a sudden we evidently turned around and looked back at what we thought was better. And psychologically, we exposed our children all this. Here we are, one of the strongest example of parenting, motherly and fatherly love for the children, and the world know how they celebrate. Why this is being very neglectful? Because we still want everything first for ourselves, and don't know it. That's why they know we are under the same influence they upon them, because they can see that we are blind, deaf to the same truth that we be talking out of mouth. We can't even hear our own self enough to bring about a type of progress where those who are less fortunate than us can start looking for help and guidance, protection from the enemy of all of us. And most of all, they want to know God the way God has revealed himself to us. They say it in the Christian world. We heard it all those years. We was under that influence. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. But to find out that we really are blessed and our prayers are answered when we pray, our sincerity is given a reward when we do it. But we have to be realistic with ourselves. Why we and our brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, why we let them fall victim to the whispers of the shaitan like we do. And then we spend all our time trying to help somebody else. We can't even help ourselves. Enough to gain the type of progress that we should have. Even in our daytime. It's been a long time. It may not be a long time to very few people, but it's been a long time, the 75, 80 years that the Almighty God of Allah has blessed us here in the United States of America, the descendants of African slaves that came over here, this wonderful life he's given us. And we can't get it out of the infant stage, or we can't get it above ground. We can't get any stores or businesses. We can't get any vegetables and friendships and all walks of life. Like the way that we have been trained and blessed and educated to get very easily. But still we cut out a great point of our life every day worrying about other communities, other people, other avenues of everything, instead of putting our trust in Allah, in the Quran, in the life example prophet of Muhammad, to where we can save our own soul first to help others learn how to save theirs. And we got to save these kids. We got to get them involved, just like we all been saying. We got to keep on making outwardly prayers and inwardly prayers to Allah to please help us quit neglecting our children and quit trying to develop a world without them. You know, we know that even when we was lost, we kept our children close to us. We taught them everything we knew about right and wrong, how to make a dollar, how to survive, how to help mama. Boy, you know, I know you're 12 or 13 years old, but you're a man now. And you see the oppression that we're under. We need every able hand on deck. You know, so come on out here and learn how to work and make a few dollars to help your mama. Help me to help your mama, since I had to ask you for help. And we got to do this as a family until I'm able, as the protective maintainer, to do that by Allah's permission and grace and mercy. And we had that. We've been at that way for a while now, but we still can't seem to be satisfied enough to where we enjoy being at home with what Allah has given us, because we know we're going to get some more. But see, we have doubt that we're going to survive. We have doubt that if Allah is going to feed us and cherish us every day. And if you think I'm kidding, just back up and look at our deeds and actions. If we trust Allah and we know that his word is the truth, then there's no way in the world we will be in the kind of position that we are in, trying to help somebody who's in better shape than us. And all of them doing it. Just think about that. Almost every human community on this earth is doing better than us in 2022, or it seems like has the best potential to set everybody free. When we set ourselves totally free, we can't get away from this. We love this America for some reason. We love this America and fell and realize we ain't got to go nowhere and still be right here in America. We ain't got to go nowhere. This earth belongs to the believers. We ain't got to let nobody run us off nowhere. This earth belongs to the believers. And we have to just get focused so that our children will see that we have more rights than most people on this earth. Because we done build up everybody's society, which we all know. But we got to get our children involved. Use our whatever we got that Allah has given us, use it to involve our children. We got to start going to these different schools, especially the agriculture schools, since we're looking at land and other things that we have to start off with basic. We know we got to start off with basic. We can't expect the devil to help us. So we have to get ourselves in a position where You remember how these back in the day, how these schools used to invite Muslims to come and tell them about Al-Islam? You know, now they every time you come on the land, they want to act like you're a terrorist when you come to the school. Our children don't even think about inviting us to come and speak. And we got a whole lot of brothers and sisters and children who are graduating from agriculture and husbandry and botany and all those different things, dealing with the flowers, all the food source on earth. And when they get out, they ain't got no choice but to go to work for some chicken company somewhere or Kroger's, or they got to go somewhere. And then we complain to them about they don't spend on their own community, and they don't have a community. But out of respect for it and love for us, they just don't tell it to us. We don't have a where is the community of Al-Islam then? Okay, I understand what you're saying, Mom and Daddy, but where am I supposed to spend my money at? Where's our subdivision? Where's our apartments? Where's our hospitals at? And everything real, I got to, if I get hurt, I got to go to the hospital down just because we don't have one for me to go through. Don't make it seem like it's my fault. Don't make it seem like it's my fault that I don't have my own bank in my own neighborhood, my own daycare center, my own schools. I got to learn about the world. It'd be better if I learn about the world while I'm in an Islamic school, instead of learning about the world in the world. At least we know, if nothing else, we know that Prophet Isa, and we know that Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, and with both of them, we have it on record that they made it clear they are in this world but not of it, because they are the doorway to the final revelation called Al-Islam. And we are in that same wonderful position too. We are in the world, but not of it, but we keep trying to get on in it. We try to ignore the community of Al-Islam. We just seem like we got the people we're trying to help. We accept them to come into the community of Al-Islam, a peace and everything, knowing that they don't intend to have peace. They don't know nothing about no peace. How can you know about peace and you still like to drink? How can you still know about peace and you like the lust? You're racist. You niggerly. You selfish. We have to establish Al-Islam. And then whoever Allah, he gave us a big sign. He said, I'm the one who make Muslims. Don't you know that he's the only one who make the people who are the ones who can live in Al-Islam? Everybody can't live in Al-Islam. And Allah's already assured us that every human being is not going to be a Muslim. All you're supposed to do is deliver the message to them. So if you want to be free like me, but, you know, I understand, only Allah can make you a Muslim. So until you get that invitation to where you can stand up and ask your Lord and Creator to let you be his servant, then I guess like he did us, he gave you the opportunity where you will be free to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and become a part of the servant world of Muslims. And if you're not that, then, you know, seek refuge. See, remember, we used to seek Allah's refuge, and then Allah made us a part of the refuge and put us in charge of the refugee camp. And now we take care of the people who seek refuge in Al-Islam by establishing halal businesses, places of sanctuary, peace of mind, friendship. We give them halal friendship to them, that they know they got They got people who they can go around and be around and don't be bothered and discuss about how the world is treating. And what do I need to do here, brother, brother Abdullah? What do I need to do? What about you, brother Mahmoud? What do I need to do to get out of this get out of this lifestyle and bring my children? In closing, again, I remember how when I was in college, I had the class on the psychological effects of religion on the human being. And when the class, we had a Christian Science monitor, Imam Wali Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad's cousin, Wali Muhammad, Christian monitor scientist, a Catholic priest, and a Jew on the panel. And when the class was over, the people were actually had tears in their eyes at how beautiful al-Islam was seen to them in that panel discussion, to where they said, I know I'm going to hell, but I would pray to God that if y'all get daycare centers, or if y'all had schools, if y'all had something, I would put my kids in y'all trust. I would rather for them to be around y'all, even though I believe I'm going to hell, because I don't think I can change. The big-time Christian priest, or whatever you call him, on Crystal City out there, told Imam Muhammad the same thing. He said, if I came back and see my children are Muslim, he said, I would have no problem with it at all, none at all. I see my children Muslims. I mean, back to you, brother Akbar.
Amen. Allahu Akbar. Thank you, brother brother Muhammad. We appreciate that good talk that you gave.
All praise due to Allah. Alhamdulillah.
I mean, you show about some education and what you're saying about what the students said. I've seen the same thing that they said, the same thing that they said, we like what you said, but we don't see ourselves going to paradise. And they, I like for my children to go, but I don't think
yes,
I'm
sir.
Going, you know. So they,
yes,
oh,
sir.
I'm not going. And the truth is staring them in the face. So you can only bring the truth to them. They got a right to reject it. And that person has rejected the truth. And had brought the wrath, invited the wrath to come down on them.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
So the only thing you can do is go with it. They don't want the truth. You can't make them accept it.
And I'd like to say this right quick. And just to know that should tell us how valuable it is that we protect our children. If they're willing to give their children to us, and now we're letting our children have to make a decision whether to go with their way or our way when they shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I agree.
We got to make that do out the line and take care of these kids, get them involved.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to show them the proper the love they need. If you don't, you're going to lose them.
Yep.
You will lose them.
Yep.
So we're going to keep working at what we're working at, getting rid of that image, going into business, doing all the things that we need. We can all live on this earth together in peace. But Allah going to do the rest. Allah going to say he's going to do whatever. Done, he gonna do it. He gonna do what Allah gonna do. So we tell
Allah.
Alhamdulillah. So we're here tonight. We thank everyone for coming on and sharing with us what you wanted to say. We all got a responsibility, and that's what freedom means, responsibility, to help change this wicked world that we have been planted in to be tested and fight the scheme of Satan till there's no more problem with Satan. I don't know if he's going to go away, but we had to get him out of our community life, our family life, our economic life. We had to get Satan out of every portion of our life so we all can live on this earth in peace. There will never be any peace. There's a temporary ceasefire long as Satan is in control. And what Satan works, Satan go to the top and work down to the bottom. He's on the top. He drank alcohol, but he don't get drunk. He cheat and swindle, but he tries his best not to get caught. He do everything that God tell him not to do, and he bring us everything that God told us to stay away from. That's Satan. So we working to get rid of Satan. So now I'm going to try to bring my brothers that's come on, Brother Imam and Brother Imam, well, he was there. He gone now. I don't see him now. Brother Imam Ibrahim, well, you see he gone. Maybe he'll come back. But anyway, Satan time is up. Allah done told us that. Prophet Muhammad told us that his time is up. His reign over the human being is up. And one thing, they back again. Brother Ibrahim, hold on, we'll get you in here because we want to hear what you got to say. A lot of us have said a lot of things. We want to hear what you got to say. Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu rahmatullah.
Well, brother, we made a way. You got it.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
I owe anybody one to testify nothing deserves the worship of Allah alone. And I owe anybody one to testify that Muhammad, to whom the final revelation will reveal through, is Allah's seal of the prophets and his messenger. I was getting little pieces of the conversation that I always enjoy. And Brother Muhammad says that it really stuck with me when he said it about the interview. And many of us remember the interview that was taken back then. But the question is, what is wrong with us today? Something is wrong. When our leader came in and led us to the Quran, and a life example of Prophet Muhammad, and told us those two things that Prophet Muhammad said that he left with us will grant us success if we follow those things, two things that he left with us. In the entry of al-Islam, we were doing quite well as a community. And the main thing that our leader said to us is, he said to us, the need for leadership. So what do the need for leadership mean? If Allah gives you a leader, you are to follow that leader. Because when Allah sends you a leader, that means that's someone that he done favored or raised up among you, as the scriptures say, elevated him so he would know exactly what Allah want you to know. When he accept what Allah tells him, and did he bring it to the world or to the people? That's what make us successful. So down the line, we know Satan's scheme in his game. Something's wrong. There was a couple on YouTube, because we're talking about business and our children. Two lesbians, or whatever you want to call them. And they made the statement to the children that they was adopted. Oh, you can choose whatever sex you want to be. You could choose outside of what God said that he created you to be, if you want to. So not only did the images that they gave us as a people destroy us spiritually, mentally, and physically, look at the kind of mind that will produce in a child. So we got our work cut out on us. The biggest problem we have today is when they took God out just about out of everything. Out of school, really out of worship, really, if you really look at it. It was a time that when we ate at home, we sat at the table, the whole family, we made prayer, and we ate. In school, before we had our little lunch, we dropped our head, said a little prayer, and we ate. So now, by them taking this out of the society, out of the minds of the children, can't you see what's going on in the street today? They are not God conscious. They took that away from them to put them in the condition mentally, psychologically, the way they wanted to. And they knew when they did that, they knew what they was going to get back. So all this was planned. It's not basically our children's fault as it is ours. Because you have to question yourself, did I lead my children right? Was I the right leader for them? Did I give them the proper leadership to enter the world and to ward off Shaitan? If you got any problem, call back home and let's talk about it. It was things that we're supposed to put in our children to let them know that when they run into issues in society, among their friends, etc., that they can always call you back to get clarity before they make any move. So we see where society going. People say, well, don't nobody know who's going to hell. How come we don't? If you live a hellish life, where do you think you're going? You already prepared the hell for yourself. And the worst condition mentally is hell. So if we neglect everything that God say for us to do, like the brother Jeff was saying earlier, everything that Allah told us to do, Satan come back and say, don't do it. Letting him suggest to you or whisper to you weaknesses, and you go for it. So, you know, I'm not going to take long. We got a battle. But the great thing about this battle that we are in today is that we love him. We want the people to know in this society the same thing that our prophet said, the Prophet Muhammad, may the prayers and peace be upon him and his family. What did he say? What did he tell the enemy? We're going to tell them the same thing. We love death more than you love wine and women. And we know how much you love wine and women. So whatever you got in your arsenal, you need to bring it on, because we ain't fearing nothing. Our children's life is at stake. Our life is at stake. Our community life is at stake. The whole society is at stake, plus the world. And we got the message for the world. We got the final revelation directed from God, and we're going to use it. And whatever you bring us or whatever you throw at us, we got to answer for everything you bring. We got to answer for it. That scares you, don't it? Yeah, it scares you because you ain't got the answer. Allah gave us the answer, and you could have the answer, but you refuse to submit and accept what Allah say. Yeah, I'm talking to Christians. I'm talking to everybody. If God sent messages and prophets in stages, one lead, so many, so long, another will come. So long, another will come. So God sent these prophets and messengers in stages. And then what happened? He said, okay, now, I'm going to send you one more with the final revelation. In this revelation, you will not be able to tamper with it because I will preserve that. I will protect the last book that I'm sending. It has never been said from God over no other book. But we got one you can't tamper with. You can get everybody from across the waters and all that old crap. I don't care where they come from to spiritually elevate you and spook you up to go into space. But we got something to bring you back down to earth. It's called El Quran. And a perfect example of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. this is what we need, and this is how we're going to win this battle. And this, the spirit that we got, you don't have it. And it's spirit what moves the people. When lost in the word, it creates a spirit in the people. And we take that spirit that God give us, and we move out. It was a saying to Imam Gebba, catch the spirit, it's contagious. When God give you his spirit, it's contagious. It's no, you can't stop talking. You sleep half time. You walk fast. You go and take it what you got. The spirit that he give you motivates you to the point that you don't want to do nothing to serve him like you're supposed to. And help anybody that's around you with this message. So the battle that we have, we love it. And we got our shield. Well, but y'all ain't got no security when y'all be out. The best security is the one you don't see. So you have to watch yourself when you make those kind of statements. So what we're doing and what we're trying to bring to you, we're trying to bring life to you. Life in the real sense. When you have the proper revelation that God is saying, and you accept that, think of the life that you could have. Yeah, your life is all upside down, now going crazy out the window. You're trying to think of all kind of words to say to try to stay afloat, but it don't work. When God sends a spirit to a people, the spirit that's present at the time that he sent the spirit to the people, that spirit no longer exists. It don't have the motivation in it and the quality in it that God put in for you to move out. So that's why you got to listen to us, like it or not. And we're not bragging. We're just telling you what God's saying. See, the one that listens is the one who benefits when he listens or when she listens. But now you don't have to listen to us. And you see the condition that your life will go in a second, a split second. Your life will on the down here, right there. So let's champion our spirit. We're coming close to Ramadan. Ask Allah to give us the spirit that in the Ramadan that will motivate us even more, that we can come out and build a community that Prophet Muhammad built. That's the kind of community we want to build. We want to build the same kind of community, have the same businesses in the community that Prophet Muhammad and his companions have. And our leader, Imam Muhammad, was heading that way. Until Satan rose up and said, I'm better than he. We haven't forgot what he said in the Quran. So, dear beloved brothers and sisters, I thank you for the few minutes that we have. May Allah continue to bless all of us, give us more strength, make us strong, and most important, follow leadership. Don't step ahead of leadership. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got Islam.
Well, they got Islam. Thank you, Brother Imam, for that excellent talim. We're here to ask questions and bring solutions, a solution to our problem that we get rid of all of the image that this world has given us that made us false to each other, that took another away from the natural life that we should have. I was looking at the internet, and they put up by President Washington, George Washington, how he had slaves. He had a couple of sons that he went off and enslaved them, put them in the field with the rest of the slaves. So that should tell us. And we know Thomas Jefferson. He had all the African American mistresses in the White House. These people have played with us, and we have supported them. And whatever they did, we have loved them through the image, and no matter how bad they was, we would pray for them and all this stuff, and they kill us up, and we have, first thing we do is say, we ask God to forgive them. We didn't have the nature to go back and kill them like they did to us. So now it's time for us to get our share of this world, and we can't move on it and come together, because they got us so divided as we head toward our freedom, true freedom, because true freedom is to own and operate your own business and you exercise
over your life, the judgment that you should have, even with a traffic ticket. And we don't have that. Even with a parking ticket, we don't have that. Because we own nothing, and everything they own and keep owning, we support it, we pay for it, we give them our money, and they give us nothing back but hell. So we just got to change, and removing this image is a start. Getting our own business is another start. Getting control of our welfare of our children is another start. Giving them the facility that we can bring them in where they would be safe and not be going there as a burden or going there seeking to have a good time in somebody else's building that they own, and they are allowed to bring all this filthy music, niggas, and call women B's and H's, this kind of music they listen to in these clubs today. And we know that only Satan allowed that to take place. Only Satan is promoting that. And our children are innocent, and their children who fall victim of that, they're innocent too. So we got to come into an environment, change the environment, change the language, and come together as well as act. Like I told them, we can pray all day long, but we don't get up and go to work. We don't get up and try to have something. Then whatever our prayers produce, and our prayers supposed to be produce the best of everything for all of us, because we got the best prayer coming from the one creator that we know is a creator. There's no more, I believe, I know that Allah is God and that Prophet Muhammad is his final messenger and his last prophet. I know that for a fact. And Prophet Muhammad is the only one that we can point to and show you where he's buried at. We can't point to these other prophets and messengers. So this should tell us something. Allah did this. Allah showed us the best. Showed us the best of the land. And that's Prophet Muhammad. And he giving us email watch the Muhammad to lead us back to the religion and the truth of the religion. He did that. So may Allah continue to bless us all and let us all continue to invite people to come on this show. I did my best in giving out flyers today. And for we can make this community, where we can invite Christians and other people to come on and give them opportunity to hear what we got to say. Because we can point, but those people that hadn't heard this word, they're innocent. They don't know. And this world has been skilled at keeping them away from hearing this truth. They have been skilled at keeping this truth out of the schools and the colleges and institutions because they don't want to sign this world over to us. And this truth we got, most people don't want to be over here with us because they do want to be saved. They don't want to go to hell. And they know what hell was truly consist of, according to the Quran, according to the best understanding of the Bible. They don't want to go there. There's a Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him. He was allowed to look and go to all them places. And then when he came back, he was crying and said, nobody would want to go to those, need to go, or want to go to them places. So we don't want them to go. But they choose to go there, then we have, let us say, we have did all we could as human beings, as Muslims. I tell them out there all the time, but we don't want to be said on the day of judgment that we Muslim had this truth and then share it with you. And that's all we're doing, sharing this truth with you, and you pick out what you think is not the truth. And you think it's not true, pick it out. Come and tell us that what you think about what we said. Huh? But if it wasn't true, we have relieved ourselves by telling you the truth, and we know this truth will truly set you free of all the other ism, all the other problems that you may have. Huh? Because we looking into these stories that have been given to us that keep us captured, keep us down. We know a truth. The truth will set us free, and a lie will continue to enslave us. So that's what we're bringing you today. If you don't have to accept it, like we didn't have to accept it, but because we accept it, we know our life is better. So we thank Allah. So I'm going to turn this over. Anybody else want to say anything before we go?
I was looking on the internet today, and there's 3.5 million acres of land are owned by African-descended Muslims in America. And we we just know a few. So I'm just, we have that. Last year, a combination of black farmers in America, sold almost $1 billion worth of meat, halal meat, and they also sold a little over $600 or $700 million worth of agriculture. Muslims sold that much agriculture, almost $500 or $600 million, and we don't know each other. So, but again, like you said, use these skills that Allah gave us on these internet, and we could gather the information to see how what's waiting on us is right around the corner, And also, Farrakhan Muhammad told me to tell Imam Ibrahim that whenever we have that fundraiser, that he'll be there.
Alhamdulillah. Brother Ibrahim, will you close out, please, sir? Brother Ibrahim.
A'udhu min shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa asri. Inna nasani lafi kusri. Illa ladina aminu wa aminu salihati. Wa tawassal bil haqqi. Wa tawassal bis sabr. Ameen, ya Rahman.
Ameen.
Allah continue to bless you, bless all of us. Thank you, Brother Amin, for being there for us. May Allah continue to bless you. Thank you so much. And we hope to see all of you, or hear all of you tomorrow, inshallah.
All right. Wa alaikum as-salam, and be safe, everybody.
Allah, wa alaikum.